Newstalk ZB and the New Zealand Herald present Cooking the Books with Frances Cook, demystifying your finances.
Hi, I'm Frances Cook. Welcome to the show. Regularly saving, even just a little bit, adds up. That's often the advice dished out to those trying to do better with their money, and there's a lot of truth in it. Unfortunately, when it comes to investing, it's not so easy. I'm personally a huge fan of the share market, particularly for younger people. It's riskier, but that's a good thing when you've got lots of time, as you can ride the waves to a bigger eventual return. But even if you know all of this, investing when you're young isn't so easy. When you're young is also when you're broke. You're still low on the job ladder, trying to pay off student loans, maybe save up a house deposit, and hey, having a life would be nice as well. Telling someone to chuck a couple of $1,000 on the share market when they're struggling to make rent is not always helpful, I know. But you've got to do something to start building your way up. Well, there's a movement around the world of trying to make investing easier for those of us who aren't already rich. Even in New Zealand, in the last couple of months, we've seen the creation of a new online investing platform that says you can become an investor for as little as $5. Are they for real? Let's find out.
Newstalk ZB presents Cooking the Books with Frances Cook, boosting your business confidence.
I'm joined now by two of the seven founders of Sharesies, Brooke Anderson and Sonia Williams. So, you created Sharesies very recently, only been open for business 2 months. In a nutshell, tell me what it's about, why you set it up.
Yeah. So, Sharesies is an online platform that makes it easy and even a little addictive to invest. So people with $30 or even $5 can start getting into investing. And we founded it, the seven of us, because we really saw that there was a massive gap in the market in terms of people being able to have access to investing. And with home ownership becoming more and more unattainable, and that pretty much equaling investing in New Zealand, we needed to help and create an alternative way for people to be able to grow their wealth.
Yeah, do you think New Zealanders have looked at property rather than shares until now?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's really the New Zealand investing story. Save up a deposit, buy your first house. Then once you've got enough equity in that, it's then put some money down on a rental property. Very rarely do most mainstream New Zealanders talk about the share market or investing in anything other than property.
Yeah, so you've started trying to change that, right? So what sort of people have signed up to Sharesies so far?
We've had quite an array from the youngest is 18 years old and the oldest is 88 years old.
Wow.
But 80% of our customers are under 40 years old. So we're really getting those customers who probably are trying to find alternative ways to grow their wealth. We see people depositing money from $2 a day to $50,000. But what we're seeing is that people are investing small regular amounts every payday that they can afford. And so they're building their portfolio one payday at a time.
And the idea, right, is that it's a $5 minimum, is that right?
Yep, so it costs $30 annually to use and sign up to Sharesies, and that allows you to buy and sell as much as you like. But for each of the investments we offer on our platform, the minimum is $5.
That's fascinating, because I think there is this perception that the share market is for super financially literate, rich old dudes. And with your platform, maybe not so much.
Yeah, definitely. When we were finding out about, because before we launched the product, we did about 6 months of customer validation where we spoke to a bunch of people, found out how they manage their money, what they think of investing, and even about more wider kind of their lifestyle and what they're hoping to achieve at the moment. And what we found is that there was a stigma around investing and the types of people that invest, which is kind of who you describe now. There was a perception that it wasn't for the majority, it wasn't for most people. But there was an aspiration. Once you talk to people about being an investor, everyone wanted to be an investor. That was something that meant that you were kind of savvy and good with your money. And so what we really found were the barriers were that people didn't know how to get started. They wouldn't even know where to look. Most of their family, you know, people who invest, are more like whose parents invest, are more likely to invest. So if your family didn't invest, you don't know where to go, you don't know who to talk to. It's not something that people talk about within their friend groups or family. They also felt super priced out. So the minimum buy-ins were too high. They felt like they needed to kind of save $10,000 first before getting involved. And also they're left out, so they're not kind of targeted by financial institutions, aren't kind of positioning their product for people getting started. So there was this massive gap around how do you learn something with small amounts of money while you build your confidence up and kind of get in that way.
Yeah, because I've got to say, when I started looking at shares, I'm a huge fan of the share market. For those who listen to the podcast, they'll know I rabbit on about it. But you look at things like there was a float recently over in Australia of a company that I thought was doing great things. They had a new cancer drug, and I checked it out. The company knew what they were doing. They had a really solid story. Minimum buy-in was $2,000 Australian, and I just didn't have that floating around. And then I look at the idea of going in piece by piece. That's much more possible.
Yeah, exactly. And with some of the current offerings, well, the majority of the offerings out there at the moment, you actually need to probably invest minimum $2,000 to even cover the costs of the trade, because, you know, the trades typically are $30 each. So, yeah, we've seen examples like that. With Sharesies, though, we right now offer 6 exchange-traded funds. So that's like you can purchase shares in the US top 500. So instead of just having Tesla shares, for instance, you get to have the top 500 US company shares, which is really important for us as we launch Sharesies, because we were quite concerned about if we launch with individual shares to start with, that people start making decisions based on maybe a brand or something rather than the fundamentals behind how that company is actually performing. So that's what we're going to be adding over time. So right now we've got those exchange-traded funds, so they're more diversified and you're not investing in just one company, you're investing in a bunch. And then we're going to be moving into sustainable funds really soon. We cannot wait to offer these on our platform. It's a massive request and something we're quite passionate about. And then we'll be looking at moving into individual shares too.
It's interesting that you mentioned the requests there, because you're in open beta at the moment,
yes.
Right? So anyone can join, but you're taking feedback and you're making changes. So what's some of the feedback that you've got of what do people want? What changes are you looking at making?
The massive one was when we launched, we didn't have much tracking about how investments were going. We wanted to be super mindful about what we showed people, because sometimes, you know, investments can go up and down. That's a very real thing. But when most people see a blaringly red number, they kind of say that they would sell or that they would stop putting money in. But really, over time, things often can average out. So that was a big one, which we launched that kind of 2 weeks ago or a week ago, which shows people how it's tracking. The next one was really about ethical and sustainable funds. I think, and that was something that came through in the research early on, which was around, you know, I can't really picture my financial future without thinking of the world that I'm going to be living in at that time, which is a super positive thing that people are really starting to care a lot about ethical and sustainable investing. Mm. Those are kind of the two biggest ones. Oh, and as well, gifting. So being able to create portfolios for people who aren't yourself. So we've had a lot of requests from parents and grandparents about this is a great way to kind of start putting money for people that, you know, for kids or people in their lives. So we're hoping to launch that later on this year.
Oh, great. Yeah, because you mentioned the youngest was 18. Is there an age limit at the moment?
At the moment there is. But we're working on getting, working how we can kind of show that to more people.
Younger. Yeah, because if you have a parent or something managing the account, that would be a better, I would think, better option for a lot of people than leaving a savings account, because maybe interest rates will change. I mean, almost certainly they will change eventually, but at the moment you don't get really anything from a savings account. I'm not a fan of them.
Yeah, and you don't. I guess you don't learn much either, you know. The money's sitting there and maybe you're saving for a goal, and that's great and people should definitely do that. But with investing, you can teach a child or, you know, even a teenager, even ourselves, a lot about investing and how money works and how the economy works.
Mm. And, of course, you've mentioned jargon. I think jargon's a huge problem and it's something that I really try to push back against. But there's a certain amount in it. So how did you set this up? You're obviously targeting new investors. How do you streamline this and make it understandable?
Often, like, what we've tried to do is show kind of a concept in context. So most jargon is just a word and you're expected to know what that word means. without having any kind of surrounding information. So we kind of try to, I guess, explain what it is, but not in a patronizing way, in a way that kind of, if you're reading it for the first time, it has a place, you can understand. Because what we don't want to create is two worlds where there's Sharesies investors talking one language and then investors that aren't using Sharesies talking a different language. It's about how do you kind of educate people on the language so there's this shared language throughout.
Because then they could never really graduate to other types of shares, totally. Right?
Yeah, that's exactly. And we really didn't want it to be a patronizing thing. You know, it's about you're investing in the same stock market. That's exactly, you know. You should be able to have a conversation about how your shares are going, even though you've got $5 in it and someone else has $50,000 in it.
That's something we're really passionate about is that making conversations around money less taboo. And if everybody can call themselves an investor now, then people can share investment strategies and it doesn't feel like, oh, this is you're rich and therefore, you know, you're gloating. It's actually where we can share that insight and learn together.
You guys just hit last week 1 million invested mm-hmm. through you guys. Have you been surprised by the really quick response to this, frankly?
Yeah, it has exceeded our expectations for sure. We've got now over 4,000 customers using Sharesies and it's growing significantly. And people are investing in the way that we were hoping that they'd invest more regular amounts, you know, building their portfolio one payday at a time. So it's really empowering to show that actually all this research we did for the 6 months that Sonia mentioned and we translated it into this product, Sharesies, is actually working and people are loving it and engaging with it and on a regular daily basis. And it's their new Facebook habit, some of them call it. So we're really excited. It is definitely going way better than we expected. And so now we're all about how do we get this out to more Kiwis. So all New Zealanders know that they can invest now.
All right. Thank you both so much. That was Brooke Anderson and Sonia Williams from Sharesies. For those who have thoughts about this episode, or of course, if you want to message me about something for a future episode, I'd love to hear from you. I'm Frances Cook Journalist on Facebook and Frances Cook on Twitter. It's also super easy to make sure you never miss an episode. Just hit subscribe on the Apple Podcasts app or on iHeartRadio. Until next time, have a great day.
And that's Frances cooking up your business confidence for another week on News Talk ZB.